Welcome to Boutique Practices. I'm your host, Dr. Alex Pienko, aka Dr. Mama Bird. I'm a chiropractor, entrepreneur, wife, and busy mama, and this is the place where you will learn how to design a practice that fits into your life and your calling rather than trying to fit your dreams into a box. I'm going to show you how you can do this with a low volume, part-time, and high-touch chiropractic or physical therapy practice that pays you like the doctor you are. Girl, if you are sick and tired of working crazy long hours, rushing from patient to patient, and not getting paid well, all while missing out on the most important events of your life that are happening back at home, then you're in the right place. I'm gonna show you how you can get back to enjoying both your life and the work you do, all while making more money doing it with a boutique practice. Friend, it's time to stop hustling and take a step of faith. Let's get started. Hey, 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 y'all. It's Dr. Alex here, and welcome to the Boutique Practice Podcast, y'all. You're going to leave with some nuggets and some tangible, tactical things that you can do to create a business that revolves around your life and not the ever other way around. Y'all, this is one of my favorite topics to share about and to help people to develop. And so without further ado, we're just going to jump right in. For those of you who don't know me, I am a go-getter. I'm an entrepreneur, and if you're listening to this, you probably are too. And one of the things that I've had to learn the hard way and throughout my entrepreneurship, which I've been doing for over 10 years now, I've had prior to chiropractic school, personal training businesses, I've had 3 practices, I've done a number of network marketing businesses, I've done lots of things. And one of the things I've had to learn the hard way is that it is so important to plan your life goals first and have your mission, your values, and those things in mind, your non-compromisables in mind first before you build your business or before you build your practice. Because when it's the other way around, especially if you're a go-getter, you can go get it. You know you can go get it, right? You know you can build something, but it doesn't always grow into the thing that works for you. And you can find yourself feeling burnt out. You can find yourself despising your work. And ultimately, this can be a profession killer. And one thing I've noticed over time is that when you hear this and you start to realize this, it sounds like common sense. In reality, it's quite contrarian. It's the opposite of what most coaches will advise entrepreneurs to do, right? Opening a business so many times, you know, when you talk to people who either don't have businesses or maybe they do have businesses, the perception of owning a business is a big thing. And it is. And it is a big thing. But sometimes the big is like this icky big. It's this big, like, oh, it's all life consuming. It's all the things. Like, it's gonna, you know, it's, you're gonna hate it for the first couple of years. And I'm here to tell you that you don't have to hate it. You don't have to hate your business. You actually can grow a business that you love being in from the very beginning. Yes, it's hard work. Anything worth doing is hard, but the hard is different. It can be different, and it should be different, in my opinion, than what most people think hard work is when starting a business. I am all about working smarter, not harder. And the hard work of owning a business, y'all, is developing as a human being. That's the hard work that I'm talking about. Whenever I coach someone, one of the first things before we even get started, we talk about is, are you open to growing? Because if you're not open to growing as a person, owning a business is it's going to feel harder than it has to feel. Why? Because growing a business grows you. Growing a business grows you, just like raising a child raises you. Growing a business is going to pull open some old sores and some old wounds that you probably didn't even realize were there. It is going to expose some gunk that you need to work through. And I'm not saying we should go digging for those things, but can I tell you, when it comes up, it comes up. And if it's not something that you work through and that you grow through, it will stunt your business growth as well. And that's the hard work that most people don't think about. Instead, they're thinking, I've got to work 80 hours a week and I've got to be grueling and I've got to sacrifice and do all of these things. And yeah, there has to be some sacrifice, right? But it does not have to be like miserable, you know, for the first 3 years in order for you to be successful. That's not what I'm about. So what I want to talk to you about is how to create and lay a solid foundation for your business, because that's what, honestly, I notice more people that I've talked to, the more I realize This has not been done for so many businesses. We can create a business plan, and these can be invaluable, right? Like your business plan that you're gonna maybe potentially use to get a loan for, or maybe it's a stuffy plan you learned how to write in school. Like those things can be valuable, and so is knowing your target goals, your target market, marketing strategy, KPIs, financial projections. All of those things are important. You have to know those things. But one thing that is often overlooked, one aspect, is ensuring that your practice aligns with your desired goals from the very beginning. I encourage you actually to reverse engineer your business instead of fitting your life into your practice or a life into your business by setting specific work hours and patient numbers and all of those things, and then trying to fit your personal life into it. I encourage you to do the exact opposite. One of the businesses, or one of the many businesses, I will say, I'll be honest, y'all. I told y'all transparency is one of my love languages. I've had a lot of businesses. I've had a lot of network marketing ventures that I've gone into. And while I absolutely love network marketing, I have so many friends who are killers in different network marketing businesses. It ain't for me. The vision, when I joined, I saw these the vision and outcome that I thought I wanted, but I didn't understand the work that goes into it. Because it's often described as something that you can do in your spare time. It's a side hustle. And I'm just not a side hustle kind of person. The things that are side hustle activities drive me nuts, right? Like, I have friends who absolutely love their network marketing businesses, and to them, it literally feels like they're doing something on the side. But the activities that they are doing on the side feel like a huge sacrifice, a huge energy suck, a huge life suck, because it's not what I've been called to do. It doesn't fit into my vision. It doesn't fit into my priorities. And so for that reason, while I've started a lot of them, probably more than five, and I was ultimately, I'm that person. If y'all ever had a network marketing business and you brought somebody on your team and you think they're going to be like the next person that goes gold or silver or platinum, whatever it is, I'm that person who comes on and kills it in the first 3 months. So I hit those goals and I kill it. But after 3 months, I fizzle out because ultimately it doesn't fit into my life. And I've learned took me five times, right? Learned that that's not the kind of business that I want. And that's totally okay, because that doesn't mean that that's a bad model of business. It's just not the right model of business for me and for what I want. And so if you've been there and done that, you probably know. And if you are, like I said, like me, a go-getter, somebody, a high achiever, you can go for something and work really hard at something and even achieve success in something and ultimately find yourself hating it. And I'm the kind of person, when I hate something, I burn it down. So that's why I don't last for very long. But there's so many people who on the outside are quote unquote successful, but what it took for them to get successful required them to compromise and sacrifice things that I am not willing to do. Which means to me, their definition of success and my definition of success do not look the same, right? You probably met somebody like this who looks successful on the outside and they're miserable. It's likely because even though they can achieve it, they probably don't want it. They don't want the it that they've achieved, or they didn't want to give up what they had to give up in order to get where they're at. And they say it's not worth it. How many people have heard it? It's not worth it. And sometimes we hear that and it creates a mindset of owning a business, being wealthy, these things are not worth it because you have to sacrifice all these things. And I'm here to tell you that the blanket statement or notion that becoming wealthy means you have to sacrifice the things that are most valuable to you, that is an absolute lie. It's the path to wealth that you need to be considering. So if you've struggled, or maybe you've struggled, you're in your business and your money mindset is something you've been like really frustrated with, or you've been like, you know what's been holding you back. You're having a hard time to ex accepting money, receiving money, asking for money. There may be some things that you are holding on to, some stories that you are holding on to that are not serving you. Like I said, you're going to have to grow in order to grow a business. And so some of those things that are exposed are ideas like, hey, I have to sacrifice the things most important to me to be successful. And I'm here to tell you, you absolutely do not. Especially when you do it this way, you prioritize the things that are most important to you and you make that business fit into it, right? Many of us have so many different things that we are called to. Your business is not always the first thing you're called to. Sometimes you're called to raise a family. Sometimes you're called to serve in a different capacity. Sometimes you're called to do other things other than be a practitioner. And those are sometimes more bigger priorities in different seasons. And you don't have to sacrifice those other priorities in order to continue to be who you've been called to be. Sometimes that even means taking a break from practice. It's okay if this is not the season for you to be practicing. I'm just going to say that to whoever needs to hear it right now. It is okay if this is not the season for you to practice. It doesn't mean that's going to be potentially forever. As I'm saying this out loud, I'm saying it to myself because I'm actually about to go on a sabbatical for an extended period of time in order to for my own priorities to be met. And it's okay. And it's okay. And I know moving forward that it's not forever. But at the same time, it doesn't fit. Seeing patients doesn't fit. That specific task in my business doesn't fit in my life right now. And it is what it is. So I want you to consider that when you what your life would look like in the next few years if you were being intentional with designing your business around it. Right? What would it look like? Get crystal clear on what are the goals that you have. Do you want to start a family, expand a family? Do you want to buy a house? Do you want to move? Do you want to, what are these goals? What do you see in the perfect world, the ideal situation, what do you feel called to in the next 5 years? You first get crystal clear on that. When you focus on your priorities, it's so much easier to design flexibility around your life. So that's step number one. Here's maybe 5 points here to take home with you from today. Number one, you need to define your priorities. Clearly outline your personal and family goals for the next few years. Ensure that your practice supports and complements these objectives as you build it out. Number two, you need to design a flexible schedule. You need to create a schedule for your business, your practice that accommodates that desired lifestyle. Right? In order to create harmony and a business that complements your lifestyle, you've got to first design your personal schedule. I do this on a regular basis. Sit down, I look at my schedule. How many hours do I have in the day? What are the things that are most important every single day or every single week that need to get done? Or that I want to make sure are not compromised? Date nights, taking my kids to Taekwondo, picking my kids up at school. Those are some things that go in first. It creates boundaries for the hours that my business can fit into. Okay. And also when you're doing this, this is something we do as well. We got to make sure we put the other tasks for the business in that schedule too. Once you've built your personal schedule, then you build your business schedule. You got to make sure you put all of the different tasks, the hats that you wear on that schedule too. So that way you can clearly see where is your time going. So you don't find yourself bleeding into other, bleeding into your non-compromisables or your priorities from your business. The third piece is communicating with your clients. I do this from the very beginning of nurturing a client. Like when they see my business from the very beginning, they know I'm a mom. They know my family is my priority. And so it's not rocket science. It's not something that has to be super drawn out, but my patients understand when I change my schedule. Because I need to be adaptable to be a mom, right? And fortunately, I serve moms, so it's super easy because our community of the moms that we serve are this very similar because they're moms. They get it. Most of my patients get it. So they understand that when you do number four, step number four is revisit and adjust. I review my plan, my calendar quarterly. I review my business plan, my actionable business plan quarterly. I review my calendar, my schedule quarterly, because seasons change and I have to make adjustments around my priorities. Sometimes it's a kid's schedule. Sometimes it's the traffic. Sometimes it doesn't matter what it may be, but I every quarter sit down and look at what are my family priorities? What time do I have for the business? What are the tasks that need to be done in the business? What tasks do I absolutely need to do go on the calendar first? And we review and we adjust. And sometimes the adjustment is very slight. Like maybe it's, okay, we're going to open up 30 minutes later and close 30 minutes later because the traffic right now, because of the highway that they're doing over the next six out of the next, what is it? A quarter is like 12 weeks, right? Like 7 out of the 12 weeks, this traffic is going to be a problem. OK, okay, we're going to shift, we're going to pivot. Sometimes that's all the change that we make. And sometimes I completely change the days and the hours that I come in because it's summer break. My kids' schedule is different. And it is what it is. And my patients understand because from the very beginning, we've communicated our values of our business. And it doesn't scare people when things fluctuate and change. And last but not least, what's super key here in order for the first four things to come to fruition is you have to embrace a mindset of adaptability. You have to be willing to adapt. You have to be willing to be resilient and allowing your practice to grow and evolve with life's changes in order to maintain whatever success is for you. So I didn't mention it, but when you define your priorities in step one, you also need to define what success is, right? Success for me is going to be different for success for you. It's going to be different for success for your sister, for your brother, for your mother, for your cousin, for your classmate, for your colleague, for the person next door to you. Everybody defines success differently. So getting on the same page with whoever is a part of your success team, typically a spouse, family member, defining success for your family, defining success for yourself allows you to define what those priorities are. So that way you can then build your life around it. And this approach does a number of things for you. Number one, it helps you to clearly see where you have time. Where do you actually have time for your business, right? Maybe you don't need to work 40 hours a week. Maybe you don't need to be open from 8 to 5. Does being open and available from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday actually allow you to reach your success goals if your success goals are to pick your kids up from school at 3 o'clock? If your goal is to pick your kids up from school at 3 o'clock, why are you working until 5 o'clock? And then one day trying to make a change, it's a lot harder than just being done at 3 o'clock every day. Believe it or not, at first it might feel like, oh, I've got to be there because those are standard hours. But I'm here to tell you, you do not. Your business will be successful. Maybe that just means you're not the person that serves people after work. You serve a population that has more flexibility in their schedule. Maybe that means there's somebody else who can serve those people, whether it's in your practice or somewhere else. Maybe eventually you hire somebody to take over those hours. Go for the goal that you're going for from set yourself up for the goals you want to reach from the very beginning versus trying to make them fit later is what I'm trying to share. Make a habit of revisiting these plans, like I said, on a quarterly basis, and revisiting not just your schedule, but your goals. What are your goals for your business? What are your goals for your family? What's your goals for your relationship in this quarter, for your relationships in this quarter? Y'all, if you need help mapping these things out, I want to encourage you to check out the event coming up in the next month. I'll be sharing more about this in just a moment, but we're going to be workshopping how to build your schedule and build your practice around your life, not the other way around. I cannot wait to see you there, and I hope you have a blessed day. Hey friend, before you go, if you're loving this content and you know a boutique practice is in your future, or maybe you already have a small practice that could use some refinement, make sure to sign up for the Boutique Practice Brilliance 2-day roadmap challenge happening live on April 4th and 5th. Y'all, in this challenge, you're going to get crystal clear with an executable roadmap on exactly how to take that beautiful vision of yours and make it shine like the diamond that it is so that you can attract your ideal patients, create high ticket, no brainer care plans and offers, all with a practice that fits into your life. Y'all, the work we're gonna do together in this challenge, in this workshop, I have sold at over $500. And right now, with the launch of my new podcast, I'm giving it away for just $17. So hurry now to the show notes and snag a seat, because just like in practice, I like to keep things low volume and intimate so that way we can really dive deep. And I know spots are going to fill up. Now, if you can't make it, no worries, girl. Go ahead and head on over to the show notes anyways. Click on the link and snag your first access pass while it's on presale today. See you there.